This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We bring in Gordon Chang, foreign affairs journalist and author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. Nice to see you. So we got a little bit of a tidbit there from Palcott's reporting in which he says that the North Koreans want to denuclearize on their own timetable. Their timetable, our timetable, have got to be vastly different.
Well, certainly. We want the North Koreans to dismantle their program immediately. The North Koreans want to dismantle their program never. So, yeah, there's a difference in timetable.
Is there an idea that you can have a deal that we could propose right here? We could write it up that both the North Koreans and the Americans would accept. It seems as though there's a pretty big chasm there.
Yeah, no, there is no deal right now that both sides would accept. And really, this is an issue not of what the North Koreans want. This is an issue of what President Trump will do to use American power to push the Chinese and Russians out of the way and do other things to make sure that the North Koreans don't have any money. Because if they don't have any money, they can't launch missiles, they can't detonate nukes, and Kim Jong-un can't give gifts to senior regime members in order to buy loyalty, which means he's got to give up his weapons. So basically, it's up to the Trump administration to use the elements of American power.
We know that the Kim regime really likes Lafitte Rothschild, some other first growth Bordeaux. We'll see how the imports of that go. You talk about American power. So did President Trump on Friday when he addressed the naval midshipmen graduating at Annapolis. Take a listen.
So we're building that modern fleet manned by the greatest sailors anywhere in the world. We're sharpening the fighting edge of everything from marine infantry squads to combat ships to deliver maximum lethal force. The enemy has to know we have that.
We know that Kim Jong-un watches American news. He hears that. What does he make of it?
Well, certainly, you know, there have been a number of threats the Americans have made over the course of the last year. And it's also, you know, John Bolton when he was a Fox News contributor. That's one of the things that have forced not only the North Koreans to change their policies, but also the Chinese and the South Koreans. And that's one of the reasons why Kim is there right now. It's not only the sanctions, it's also the threat of use of force.
You go back to whether the president is willing to use some coercive U.S. power to not only affect North Korea, but it affect the Chinese. Things like blacklisting the Bank of China. Do you get the sense that there's the political will in the administration to do that?
Not at this particular moment. On June 29th last year,
Kim seems to know that, though, at some level, right? Or at least thinks it?
Yeah, I think that he's sort of looked at what happened, for instance, with ZTE. ZTE is that embattled Chinese telecom equipment manufacturer. The Chinese said very publicly, look, you're not going to get a trade deal, Mr. Trump, unless you give us sanctions relief on ZTE. Well, the president has said he's going to do that. So, you know, Trump has wilted under pressure on this. That doesn't mean that Trump can't get back and push the Chinese around again. And I think our president needs to do that so as a demonstration effect for Kim. Once he sees that Trump is willing to bully the Chinese a little bit, then I think that Kim will actually start to play ball with us. But until we do that, you know, this is going to be very difficult.
In a way, if you're Kim Jong-un, you see him bully the Chinese, you realize it's a lot easier to be bullied as the North Koreans than the Chinese. Gordon Chang, appreciate your insights. As always, we've got a lot to talk about before June 12th.
And this conversation will continue with Herb London from the London Research Center is going to be coming on, and we'll take a look at North Korea, the negotiation process. And as you pointed out, and clearly, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, that, you know, North Korea is not going to, you know, give up everything right off the bat. Why should they? And, you know, you may say, well, because of the, you know, intense pressure that is on them. Yes, but again, you know, they're looking at this as a life and death proposition. So Trump has to continue to paint the picture that it's going to be a lot better for Kim Jong-un and the North Koreans and the Korean Peninsula. The conversation with Herb London coming up next. Stay with us 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has dispatched his infamous right-hand man on a rare mission to the U.S. amid a diplomatic flurry aimed at salvaging a stalled peace summit. This being reported by Fox News. And no, that right-hand man is not Dennis Rodman. It's Kim Jong-chol, Pyongyang's longtime spy chief and a vice chairman of the ruling Workers' Party. He was spotted at Beijing Capital International Airport, where he boarded a flight to New York after first meeting with Chinese officials. At the Hermit Kingdom's Black Operations Chief, Kim has had a bloody hand in some of the rogue nation's most notorious attacks on South Korea and even U.S. cyber targets. Now, President Trump, who abruptly canceled the June 12th summit in Singapore last week after hostile rhetoric from North Korea, has since opened the door for putting the meeting back on track. In a Tuesday morning tweet, Trump confirmed Kim's pending visit. With us right now, as promised, one, the only, Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the book Leading from Behind, The Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Dr. London, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Bill, pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
Well, let's talk about North Korea. I mean, it's this on again, off again, looks like on again. Looks like... Hey, it may happen after all in mid-June. What do you say?
Well, you know, I think that when Pompeo met with Kim, there was a discussion about the terms of the negotiation. And it was clear at that point that the North Koreans were going to give up their nuclear weapons. That was the precept before any kind of negotiation could take place.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kim goes to China. The Chinese have their own version of denuclearization. And it includes reducing America's influence in the area.
Right.
They talk about denuclearization as not only the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, but of the general region, with the United States' nuclear umbrella being removed. Now, can you imagine what that would mean for Japan and for so many of the peripheral states around China? As a consequence, when they finally started to negotiate seriously, the Chinese said to Kim, look, you can't give up these nuclear weapons because that's the leverage that you have.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see the United States in a very, very reduced role in Asia, if not eliminate America's role.
Right.
If we're competing for the hegemonic position in the Pacific Basin, we want the United States to leave at some point. The negotiations get back on track when Kim says to the Chinese, you know what, suppose we do denuclearization over a long period of time, 5 years, 10 years,
mm-hmm.
in which case you might be able to get the nuclear weapons removed and the United States' role reduced. Whether Bolton and Pompeo would agree to terms of that kind, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that is what they're going to be negotiating at this moment.
Why would the United States agree to something like that, especially with China? And we pointed out, and you and I had this discussion long ago, we said keep an eye on China, because China looks at this, not only is the denuclearization, you know, of North Korea of interest to the North Koreans and the United States, but also China. I mean, this is a chess piece, is it not?
There's no question. This is a chess game. And there is no question that the Chinese lurk in the background, trying very hard to influence the negotiation. It's not surprising that Kim has left North Korea only twice in his lifetime.
Mm.
Both times to China, both times very recently.
Mm.
I can assure you the discussion took place about the role that the Chinese would play in reducing the American influence in the region. That is their goal. And that is what they'll use the North Koreans as a stalking horse.
Mm.
And what they're saying is, look, we have the great opportunity here, and we will provide you with the food and the fuel and the things that you need, but you better negotiate on our terms.
That seems more the case. What did you make of this, you know, destruction of this so-called nuclear site that, you know, seemed to me like was a more about a photo op than anything else?
I think it was primarily a photo op. I think that what the North Koreans are doing, they're playing a game here. They understand full well that Trump, if he could manage to obtain something out of these negotiations, will give the Republicans a victory in 2018. They know that.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is looking for a domestic victory. They are looking for a victory as well. They know they have some leverage here. And that's one of the reasons why Trump, I think, went back to the negotiation, even though there are people in the White House who are opposed to it. So I think that Trump understands there are political ramifications to what is going on here. And in the Midwest, if in fact you could and reduce the sanctions, tariffs that presently exist, the farm community will do very well, and as a consequence, will be voting Republican in 2018. Trump needs that victory. If he doesn't obtain it, and the Democrats manage to gain control of the House, we've got a very, very difficult period ahead, because you can be sure the first thing he'll do is introduce impeachment proceedings, even though there isn't any justification for it, and even though impeachment isn't going anywhere. The Democrats will do that anyway.
Even though we've wasted a bunch of time and money already, and what do we have to show for it, right?
Exactly. Exactly. No.
And, of course, this may be, if they continue to hold on to it, if you listen to the Democrats' rhetoric, they've backed off on it. It's not necessarily, you know, a bulletin board that they were using in previous, so they're learning that, you know, but no question, Herb, you're exactly right. They're going to play. If they're in control, then they'll play the card. But right now, they're going to let sleeping dogs lie. Now, speaking of which, President Xi, with his meddling of the situation, and Trump brought this out last week very clearly, that he thought it was interesting that every time Kim Jong-un went to visit President Xi in China, the deal got, it queered the deal.
Well, as I indicated to you before, that was because there was an understanding that was achieved when Pompeo met with Kim.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty much rejected by the Chinese, who then said, look, we've got another issue here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the role of the United States. If, in fact, our Silk Road, our vision of the future, is to be achieved, the United States stands in the way.
Exactly.
We've got to do something about the United States playing a role in the Pacific Basin. Their surface ships and submarines are probably more than what we have at the moment. We're going to build up our Navy. We're going to make sure that the United States is trumped, no pun intended, is trumped by the role that we can play in the Pacific area. And we want the United States to have a reduced role, if a role at all. We'll move it like this. One of the great interests that I think the Chinese have is what's going to happen in Japan. If the Japanese are put in the position where they can no longer rely on the nuclear umbrella of the United States, would they develop nuclear weapons of their own, notwithstanding Article 9 in the Japanese Constitution, which militates against the creation of these weapons? You said a chess game. It is obviously a chess game.
No.
But the problem is you don't know where the pieces go and what are the next moves.
Exactly. And we're not even talking about the military islands there in the Pacific as well that China continues to build up. More from Herb Lumden after this.
Ultimate prize, the Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
When love broke through, you found me in the darkness, wandering through the desert. I was a homeless fool.
Hey, we're back with the American. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Herb Lumden is with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Herb, as we were discussing, lots of moving parts in this thing. We're keeping an eye on China. You imagine what the back channels are buzzing with right now. How many times is President Trump talking to President Xi? If nothing else, you know, to bring him out to say, okay, what is it that you're interested in? What do you want? And obviously, as you pointed out, it's to get the United States totally out of the Pacific. Not likely. But it's like Donald Trump is entering into negotiations not only with Kim Jong-un, but President Xi at the same time, is he not?
Oh, without any question. And as I indicated to you before, I mean, the United States' role and the Chinese want to discuss, they're not merely interested in the nukes in North Korea. The nukes in North Korea provide them with leverage in these negotiations, and that's what's important. And that's one of the reasons why they said to Kim, or I suspect they said to Kim, look, you've made a commitment about giving up the nuclear weapons not so fast. You know, we want to see those nuclear weapons being used as leverage that we have with the United States and the role that they're presently playing in Asia. We believe that the United States has to leave. And again, this is all part of the Silk Road notion, the idea that the Silk Road, the contemporary Silk Road, will be built by the Chinese. They will have commercial advantage over the entire world. And the first sign of it, as you pointed out just a little while ago, is, of course, the air perimeter zone that was created unilaterally by the Chinese in the South China Sea. That is a clear example of what they have in mind. They have built artificial islands which can accommodate fighter jets, and now they're saying to the United States, this area is ours. Mm-hmm. We will determine what happens here. Yeah. And that includes about 40% of all the tonnage that goes into Asia. And if you look at the map very carefully, these ships go through the South China Sea into Malacca, and they're tied up there. There's a little strait there. So, again, there's this narrow little embodiment that the Chinese can control. And what they're saying is all the commercial traffic going through here at the moment, it's going through. That Chinese are permitting it to happen. But what happens when they say, enough, we are not interested? You pay a toll. You have
to be
involved Chinese in some fashion. And when the islands in the South China Sea were contested in the Hague Court ruled against China. And Xi's response was very interesting. He said, so what? Who cares what the Hague Court says?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The Spratly Islands are now ours.
Mm-hmm.
They have been contested, but they are ours. We are not concerned about the Senkaku Islands, and they're ours.
Mm-hmm.
The Japanese have a claim, and a very legitimate claim. So what? And then he's saying, in effect, you want these islands? Go to war with us.
Yeah, come and get it. Yeah, exactly.
Come and get it. Mm-hmm. And what the United States has done is also interesting. We have had a battleship go within 12 miles of this zone. We have thrown B-52s over this air perimeter zone. But the United States is not using this or thinking of this as a casus belli. We're not going to war either.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want a war with the Chinese. So what we have is competition with China, but not a conflict with China. And we want to avoid that. And the Chinese do too, because they recognize the commercial advantage of maintaining a kind of modus vivendi with the United States. But at the same time, the Chinese keep moving gradually through Africa, through Asia, in developing this Silk Road concept.
Exactly. I mean, this is so clear, Herb, that when do we deal with this? I mean, you know, as the can is getting kicked down the road, it is picking up momentum and density along the way.
Well, it's not a front burner issue. Because as I indicated to you, the United States is not prepared to go to war with the Chinese over these issues. We are looking the other way. We're saying, in effect, you know, we'll work out some sort of arrangement, or this will be there'll be an understanding that's achieved. I don't think that that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Chinese are very aggressive in moving ahead with this vision of the future. They have a clear vision. They have a clear idea of what they want to achieve. Whether they'll be able to do it, they have the resources to do it, is another question. But there's no doubt that they are moving in this direction.
Exactly. Well, it's rather pernicious, wouldn't you say, Herb, that they are doing this. It's aggressive. what they're doing and how, you know, nobody likes uncertainty, and there's lots of uncertainty. And what you can be certain of is that China has a plan, and they're working that plan right now. And they're using everything available, just, you know, case in point, as you said. Kim Jong-un was not going to meet with the United States without China's interests, you know, being involved here.
You know, to look at one other part of the globe, and that is in Siberia, mm-hmm. which, of course, has always been part of Russia. Mm-hmm. If you look at Siberia today, 3 out of every 5 people in Siberia are Chinese.
Wow.
The Chinese mm-hmm. have dominated this region, and there's no discussion of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians are afraid to say anything because, in fact, they've got a demographic nightmare on their hands, and they want to maintain close ties to the Chinese. But the reason why I mentioned Siberia at all is because of all of the minerals in Siberia. Minerals
exactly.
that will now be exploited by the mm-hmm. Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chinese have come to dominate that region. If you look at the map, Siberia is a tremendously large piece of territory.
Exactly.
It's a piece of territory that will be controlled by the Chinese.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, what's the latest with Iran? Lest we forget.
Well, the Iran deal is very much tied to the negotiations that are taking place with Kim.
Mm-hmm.
You can be sure that the imams are looking very, very close at everything that happens. And also very clearly look at the people who are involved. Pompeo and Bolton, mm-hmm. who I think are the key policymakers. And they are very, very keen on looking at this and saying, what can we count on? What can the United States do? What is the United States willing to do? Now, again, decertification also was a temporary move because now we have another 30-day period when certification issues arise again.
Mm-hmm.
Now the United States can continue to decertify, as I hope they will.
Right.
But the United States also has to indicate what is going to happen to this so-called deal.
Mm-hmm.
Is the deal dead forever? Is it modified in some way to accommodate the Europeans who feel as though some sort of trade with Iran is necessary, obviously, for their economies? There are all kinds of moving parts here. But there's no doubt that the Iranian leadership is very, very closely watching what is happening in Asia.
And domestically, Herb, as you mentioned earlier, for Donald Trump, these are critical issues, especially for these midterms just around the corner. Economy doing well, but you better believe the Democrats are going to take this and run with it. I mean, I can just see Adam Schiff running to every camera that he can possibly find again and spin it in a way that is not necessarily advantageous. It's only advantageous for his particular perspective, not advantageous for the country. That's why I've been concerned about the reckless speech that's been taking place, including you know, talking about Donald Trump and a Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, we're far from that. And not only, as you say, because of all the moving parts in North Korea, but also in Iran and the Middle East.
Well, I was very much concerned several weeks ago. All we heard was happy talk.
Yes.
I kept thinking of the South Pacific production where that song is being sung. And then there was a lot of happy talk, and the Sunshine Boys in South Korea were saying, oh, this is a new day. The North Koreans are going to act responsibly. Well, North Korea hasn't changed. And the happy talk set a stage and a set of expectations that were entirely unrealistic. And the North Koreans were playing the South Koreans like a Stradivarius.
Exactly.
And what they were saying, in effect, is, look, you know something, we've gone through this 3 or 4 times before
mm-hmm.
where we've talked about working out some sort of peace arrangement with the South Koreans. It didn't happen then, and it's not likely to happen now.
Mm.
So, again, you know, I think that a lot of that was setting up the negotiations for a failure. Which,
yeah.
of course, would be terrific for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, without a doubt. And President Trump has managed expectations, I think, very well for the most part. Dr. Herb London.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and dad was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
No high.
Okay, the way some of this is playing out, I don't blame you for thinking that they're getting away with it. All we can do, we're told that it's all about we the people. All we can do is keep the pressure on our elected officials. We've got a midterm coming up. We can let them know that the way they're running our government is unacceptable as our representatives. And you've got to speak up. You've got to stay engaged. That's what this is all about as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. We want to talk about, what's been happening at the pump and the gas prices. I just got back from California. I couldn't believe it. I'm back here in Florida. We're about $2.60 a gallon. California was $3.60. A dollar difference from east to west coast. And of course, we know that Jerry Brown and California just keep on raising taxes. I mean, what are they, about 42 cents a gallon just in taxes in California right now? It is absolutely obscene. Well, Jordan McGillis joins us. He's a policy analyst at the Institute for Energy Research. Jordan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Help us understand what is going on here. I mean, we're told that government is throwing all kinds of propaganda, I guess, is what it comes out to be, because they tell us one thing and do something else with all this tax on gas.
You're exactly right. We've got four Democratic senators in particular that are making a big stink right now about gas prices, led by Chuck Schumer. They went out to an Exxon station on Capitol Hill and, said Trump needs to get gas prices to come down. But in reality, it's the policies of that party that have put us in this position with their limiting of our ability to access our resources on our federal lands. Now, you mentioned California earlier. What people don't realize is what a large chunk of money we're paying with each gallon we buy to the government. California pays 71 cents, I believe, to the state and federal government. Florida is around 60 cents. That's a little bit less. Some states like Texas are as low as 40 cents or 35 cents. But we've got state taxes, we've got federal taxes, and these add up to a sizable percentage of what we're paying at the pump. So it's a combination of these taxes and then our bad policies, which are restricting our production.
And this has all been by sleight of hand, has it not, Jordan? I mean, they're telling the people they're going to do something with the money, and then they redirect it, and it's never to fix our roads. I mean, speaking of California, I mean, that's the pothole capital of the world, is it not?
Precisely. We need real reform on our infrastructure, and we need to stop putting that burden on people who are buying gasoline. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of uses for gasoline that don't require use of the roads, and there are a lot of people using roads that aren't necessarily using gasoline, especially in California, where they have these large electric subsidies for electric cars and that sort of thing. So you've got a little bit of a free rider issue there, mm-hmm. where gasoline buyers are forced to pay a higher burden for roads. People who are driving electric cars aren't shouldering that.
Well, Jordan, help us reconcile, this idea that we've got all the guys and gals in white lab coats that know better, and the economists that are saying, hey, this is how you calibrate the taxes based on their scientific recommendations. Why isn't that squaring up?
Well, I think what we need to realize here is that people in white lab coats are never going to be able to square up exactly what the tax rate should be, exactly what percentage of it should go towards these funding programs. That's the market's job. The market is the most efficient way
exactly.
for us to decide how we're allocating our resources. And our chief economist, Bob Murphy, you can find him at Texas Tech University. Bob Murphy is a proponent of getting rid of the gas tax and instead utilizing user fees, or in other words, tolls on roads. So we remove the taxes and we let the market decide where the capital is going to be spent for new improvements.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we go to tolls, and there have been some that have been very successful, so we've got a pattern of experience here to rely on. How do you see that working? How does Bob Murphy see that working out?
Well, the most important thing to realize is that money that the government is spending is not always going to useful projects. So mm-hmm. some people see this as the most fair way for us to have the best roads possible. But the problem is the incentives don't always line up for government entities to put capital where it most needs to be spent. Private profit motive is what's going to do that best. Mm-hmm. So instead of having bureaucrats and politicians decide where we need infrastructure and ending up with things like, the proverbial bridge to nowhere,
right.
we need to let people who have skin in the game decide where they're going to put their resources and best serve drivers.
Well, we hear that time and again, and we the people, Main Street America, is increasingly frustrated because, you look at the size of government, the amount of money that is spent every year. And let's not even, it's been a while since we had a waste book report from Tom Coburn or anybody else for that matter. But we know the government waste is incredible. I mean, the size of government is so big. Who can manage it?
It's not manageable having that many resources concentrated in Washington, D.C. So the first thing would be allowing the states and localities to have a little bit more freedom. But as I've said, we need to get the government out of that game because it's not manageable. There's an issue here of what Friedrich Hayek called the knowledge problem. Central planners think they have the knowledge necessary to allocate our resources, but time and again we've seen that they don't.
Yes, exactly. I think the empirical evidence is so clear that they don't, and we keep bowing to the elites, thinking, here they are, all these degreed up individuals that are running our government. And not very well when we're looking at $21 trillion in debt, infrastructure, and potholes all over the place. And here we are, still a very wealthy nation with lots of resources. I mean, we were excited here the first of the year, I got to tell you, Jordan, thinking that America, for the first time in our lifetime, could truly be energy independent, if not energy dominant.
We definitely have that capacity. We are now a net natural gas exporter. And we will be an energy exporter overall within a few years. The resources we have are vast and expanding constantly. Now, we're not getting all the production we could because of slowdowns on federal land and on federal offshore areas. But you look at states where there are robust private property rights and there are more state land and less federal land, like Texas,
right.
And production is off the chart. So we do have that capacity as long as our policies line up with the reality that we have the resources we need.
Hey, Jordan, help our audience understand, that not only Californians, they're watching the price at the pump escalate. As you say, the gas tax will further continue to burden consumers and is not a means to fix infrastructure since it's a fixed tax. And infrastructure costs have vehicle fuel efficiency improvements have eroded revenues that taxes have raised. So and you talked a little bit of that free ride deal, but break it down because, this is sometimes can be a bit confusing and some of it's misunderstood because they're going, wait a minute, I keep voting to fix our infrastructure. They keep adding taxes at the gas pump and it's like we're not fixing the problem here.
Well, it sure doesn't seem like it. From what I understand, state and local taxes cover about 20% of road spending, and then another 30% or so of the road spending is coming from the federal gas tax. So it's not a huge percentage of the spending on roads that's even being made up by those taxes. So some people see that and they say, well, that's why we need to increase the tax.
Mm-hmm.
I see that and I say, well, this isn't an efficient way of doing it in the first place. We need to find a better solution, which is not to drive up the cost for people who are filling up at the pump, but rather to let capital flow where it needs to be and then have people draw profits from tolls. Now, I'm only advocating for the toll solution, I will add, in the context of reducing the taxes. We don't want to drive up the cost for drivers by having the double dip of the taxes.
Exactly, right.
The tolls.
Yeah, because that's... I can tell you, in California, they see more tax money. They go, okay, we want that, and we want that too, So
you're exactly
it's,
right.
It's the disease of more that continues to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your money, and this is your government, as we the people, as determined by our U.S. Constitution. But if you don't know about the Constitution, you don't know about your position of authority, you will continue to be tossed around, and you will be the effect of... The suits in the government houses across our country. You got to keep them honest, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan McGillis, policy analyst at the Institute for Energy Research, has been our guest. Jordan, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thanks.
You take care. Have a good one.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call or order line 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, we've got Bart Millard. We're going to be playing an interview with him, I mentioned to you. Bart, of course, the front man for Mercy Me and his movie, I Can Only Imagine, which is coming out on Blu-ray and DVD. In fact, it looks like we may be having some Blu-ray DVD combo packs to be giving away, so stay tuned for details, all right, because you know us, we're givers, that's what we do. And speaking of giving, our next guest, of course, with us every week, and we love her dearly, Samantha Mao is with us. She's featured on our website at Sam's Corner, of course, where you can go and check out all the viral videos that she's been accumulating. Every week she faithfully, you know, checks out the highways, the byways, as they say, for all these great stories that, make us cry and, you know, make us realize that it's okay to be human. Right, Sam?
That's right. And you know what? There's always more stories that we can even get to, but some of the stories this week are especially awesome. I think everybody's going to enjoy them.
Well, we're going to start off talking about a real-life Spider-Man who saved a dangling child. I mean, tell us about this.
Okay, so Mamadou Kassama, he's actually, he had just immigrated to France from Mali, and from Mali, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And he happened to be at the right place at the right time. And when they say he's a real-life Spider-Man, you really have to see the video to believe what happened. There was a four-year-old child who had been left at home alone, and he somehow got out on the balcony. He's dangling off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people see him dangling. He's five stories up, and nobody knows what to do, how to get to him quickly enough. And Mamadou actually scales five stories up within less than 40 seconds. I can't even walk up five flights of stairs.
Yes.
40 seconds. And he grabs the child with one arm and puts him back in.
The child is literally hanging from the edge.
Literally hanging off the edge of the balcony, five floors up.
And it looks like another adult's there trying to help out. But here he is, the real-life Spider-Man. He's climbing up there like it's nothing and grabs... Oh, my gosh.
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it genuinely looked like he had some kind of superpower to get up there that fast. And he actually was awarded the Medal of Bravery from the President of France, Macron. And then he also was offered a job with the fire brigade, given temporary, you know, he comes to France to build a new life. Isn't that amazing?
It's like, yeah, maybe you can teach the rest of these firefighters. I mean, who needs stairs? I mean, you've got balconies. Yeah. I mean, the way he's able, this is incredible. This is unbelievable.
And, you know, and he's like, gave no thought to it. I mean, he acted so quickly. He obviously is a hero in his spirit. And, you know, I am so amazed that somebody like that even exists. And he had the, I mean, that's really God intervening, you know, putting him in the place at the right time.
Now, how old was his child? Do we know?
4 years old. Four years old. His dad has left him at the apartment by himself, apparently, to go shopping and then, you know, play Pokemon Go. So now his dad is in trouble.
Big time. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, and you can't, I can't imagine how grateful this child's family is. And, you know, there's, you know, if by some miracle he had survived, he would have never been, I can't imagine a child surviving that fall.
And the child, I mean, you know, 4 years old, how long can that child hang on to the side there, dangling?
That's right.
And, you know, after a while, your muscles give out the whole shot. I mean, I don't care what age you are, but at 4 years old, right. And thank God that child had the tenacity to hold on. Oh, my goodness.
I was impressed with how long that child hung on.
Yeah, exactly.
Know?
That's the thing I'm thinking of. Wow, that's incredible. Do you think the mother insists on going down to the first floor? We're going to move down to the first floor. I mean, this, if this kid is into this,
so.
Right?
Oh, that's right. And, like, Lord. Get some, like, extra deadbolts for those outside, you know,
yeah,
opportunities for the child to get.
Plus, on top of that, the husband unit, he's on shopping timeout. I mean,
what are you doing?
Leaving a four-year-old all by himself?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And, but who would have ever, I mean, that's crazy to leave the four-year-old by himself, but who would have ever thought he could get out onto the balcony? I think it's amazing what kids can get into, but,
we know that's what boys do. They love the adventure. Hey, let's talk about a sixth-grade teacher. You know, that's quite interesting, and it tells one of her students, invite me to your Harvard graduation. And surprise, 21 years later, here's the invite, right?
That's right. Kristen How Gilmer sweet. Actually received... Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I think that a note like that can change your life.
Mm-hmm.
So when Kristen Gilmer was in sixth grade, her teacher left her a note on her honor roll, and she said, you know, it's been a joy to have you in class and keep up the good work. Invite me to your Harvard graduation. Mm-hmm. And, you know... She actually did. It's been 21 years, and she's now 33, and she just graduated from Harvard with a Doctor of Public Health. And she had written a letter that went viral on Facebook thanking all the different people that had helped get her there.
Mm-hmm.
And Judith Tonsing, which was her teacher, actually in sixth grade that left her this note, was mentioned, and Harvard decided to invite Judith directly. And all these years later, Harvard invites her, and Gilmer gets to deliver this letter, or, you know, deliver this invitation from Harvard themselves. And, you know, I think it's amazing when you have a teacher like that. She said to have somebody outside of her family, outside of her mom, that knew her intimately and believed in her like that changed her world. And
can you imagine? I mean, the teacher speaks life into that child at sixth grade, says, hey, we'll see you at Harvard, and here you are 21 years later, and she's walking up for her doctorate. Oh, my goodness. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, being since we're in the season of graduations, is there's lots of backstories to all these graduations and why we celebrate them, just like in this particular case where, you know, it's a teacher, it's a mentor, it's a neighbor, it's somebody else speaking into a child's life that keeps them on that trajectory to accomplish great things. And, you know, why not? Well, what a special time to celebrate. And for this teacher, I imagine this teacher probably was so rewarded in a sense to say, wow, this is why I went into education, you know, to realize something like this. And you know, it's not always an immediate gratification situation, you know, although I'm sure this teacher, knowing the way she talked to this sixth grader, had lots of successes along the way. This is probably just one of many. It's probably her own, you know, part of her own opus, so to speak, huh?
That's right. And, you know, that's what she was saying. The teacher said, you know, I've had students that came and I believe in my students and it doesn't surprise me at all, but I'm so proud of her. You know, it's just like, I knew she would do this and I knew you know, she just acted like she really appreciated students. And, you know, I'm so thankful that there are teachers like that out there.
Yeah,
you know,
without a doubt.
The direction of your whole life.
Yeah, and speaking of teachers, you got another story here about a hero teacher in Indiana, and a GoFundMe raises more than $55,000 for this teacher. Tell us about this.
So since this story came out, they've raised over $80,000.
Oh, wow.
And this is an ex-high school football or an ex-college football player turned school teacher. And I'm sure you heard about the shooting last Friday in Indiana. And Jason Seaman was actually released from the hospital recently, but he was a teacher that was in the class when the suspect started shooting. They haven't released his name yet that I'm aware of. And he got shot three times while he was swatting the gun out of this guy's hand. And he also actually tackled the guy. So only one other student got hurt. And she was in critical condition, but she's expected to live also.
Oh, that's great.
So,
news.
You know, there's no telling how many lives he saved. And he took three bullets as he saved these lives. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure that football experience came in handy. But what a hero he is to just, you know. I think teachers like that really need recognition because this could have been another one of those disasters like what happened a couple weeks ago in Texas.
Well, this is a unique situation, you know, whether he was a teacher or anything. I mean, this you could tell that he was the kind of guy that would take a bullet, you know, for his kids or anybody that was in his charge. This is a unique situation and a hero teacher, and congratulations, you know, to all the people who've been contributing over $80,000 GoFundMe. I love this. I love this deal. I just hope the government will stay out of it. They start seeing all this money going in. They go, hey, we want to tax that money. We haven't heard much about that yet, but you know, that's coming to a theater near you. Let's talk about this next one. Medical engineers have built a EpiPen replacement that costs what, $16? Boy, that's huge. That's a huge saving. $16 a shot for an EpiPen.
Absolutely. Well, also something about, so a South African team has created what they call the Zybupin. And you know how important the EpiPen is. It's a shot that you take when you're having a severe allergic reaction, you know, and the thing is, it's a treatment for anaphylaxis. And
And it went crazy there for a while here, right?
Time to get to the hospital. That's right. It costs $600 right now.
Yeah, it went crazy.
For a normal EpiPen.
Exactly. The CEO was under a lot of scrutiny over how that raised suddenly in rates. And you're saying now it's at $600. That's you know, that's unconscionable. But now they have got something for $16 a shot now.
Well, and part of it, too, is the EpiPen, the current EpiPen, it only lasts 18 months. And so if you never use it, you spend $600, and you've never, you know, you don't always have to use an EpiPen. That's just in case of emergency. So people are replacing this every 18 months, but this pen lasts 5 years.
Wow, that's great news.
You know,
Sam, we've got time for one more. Let's talk about the 89-year-old woman who graduates college and says, I'm not done yet. I'm going after another degree here, huh?
That's right. An 89-year-old woman, Ella Washington, she graduated on Saturday with an associate's degree in interdisciplinary studies, and now she's going to pursue a bachelor's degree of history at Liberty University in Virginia. She said, you're never too old to stop learning.
89 years young. Good for her. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Go to Sam's Corner. And if you've got, you know, an idea or something you want to share with Sam, where can they be in touch with you?
samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. The good news, girl. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing...